Dominic Treadwell Collins, executive producer of EastEnders.
Okay, awesome. So you've just come out of the talk from the Marylebone campus downstairs here at Student Pride. How was it? What did you talk about?
We couldn't hear half the questions, which I think made it a bit awkward. But I think the general message that we all had, was that there's, you know, gay, lesbian, transgender people are shown, I mean, again, lesbian people more than transgender people on the telly, are shown a little bit. There's more we can do, but I still hold by the fact that you've got to do it gently. You can't start getting overly political or overly dictatorial, because that will put people off. And I think we're talking to young LGBT people, but we're also talking to their parents, and I think it's the older generation who I have a chance to work on with EastEnders, because EastEnders reaches the whole country and reaches a whole range of ages and sensibilities. And I think the important thing is shows like EastEnders, like Waterloo Road, like Emmerdale, and big movies, we can change the world a little bit by being subtle. And that's the way to do it, I think.
Okay, obviously you just talked about EastEnders there. When you did the storyline with Johnny at Student Pride last year, did you have many people approach you today and talk about that? Did it encourage people? How was the reaction to that? Because, like, through TV helps people.
We had so many, and still are getting, letters and emails from young boys and girls who came out because of Johnny's story. And I think that was because it was, hopefully because it was a real story. It was my story. It was my story of coming out to my mum. And my mum didn't handle it that well. She's now, since seeing that, denied all of that and got really right on and starts phoning me whenever she hears the words gay on television and cuts it out of newspapers and hands it to me. I think it's important because I think coming out as whoever you are is a very big thing that lots of people don't have to do. And we have to sit there and put our hands up and say to people, this is who I want to love. And I think it's scary and it's isolating and it can be a bit lonely, but it was for me, and it shouldn't be. And I think nowadays we've got the power. EastEnders for me is it's a terrifying, powerful tool that I can't misuse, but I can try and use it for some good and make the world a little bit of a better place, I think.
Okay, awesome. Why do you think Student Pride is so important to this place? It's been 10 years. Why do you think it's still so important that people turn up? And
I feel dreadful because I didn't know about it. And coming here today and seeing all the people and all the stalls and looking forward to careers and talking about issues and the amount of hard work that's gone into it and the amount of people here just having a good time, I think also it's important. I remember at university, our LGB society, it was LGB just then, and it was about two people in a room. It was tiny, and I didn't go to it because I thought, oh, it was a bit weird. They looked like the weirdos, even though I was gay. And actually, this is so much more open and noisy and proud, and I love it. I think it's a fantastic thing. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, awesome. Where do you think, obviously we still need important events like this, but where do you hope and what Student Pride will be in 10 years' time? Do you reckon we'll have the equality or not? Or
I hope we will. I think it's very easy to... I try and look on the positive. I always try and look on the positive. I think it's very easy to say, and the world is a horrible, terrifying, bigoted place. But we have made some progress, and I like to think that in 10 years' time we'll make even more progress. I think the world is changing, and we do have to be noisy, and we do have to do events like Student Pride help change the world a bit more. And the bigger and noisier this can get, the better.
Okay, awesome. And what's your best advice or your main advice for people who haven't, I don't know, come out? What would be your main advice? Like, just
someone emailed me 2 days ago about it, and I sent him a really long email. I don't normally have time to reply to emails, but someone sent me an email and it got me, and I could hear myself in him and his fear. And I think the thing is not to be scared. And you're normal. And actually, the people with the quirks are the most interesting people in life. The actual boring people are the suburban, white, married people who are, on the face of it, what we would call normal. They're the people who are mostly boring. Different is good. Different is interesting. I wouldn't be able to tell the tales and write the stories that I write without being who I am, and who I am is I'm a gay man who's gone through so many different things, and actually be brave and come out now, because it's not that scary, and being different is good.
Okay, awesome. And just finally, before you go, I'm getting everyone to sign this, and then in three words. We just got one that everyone who I've interviewed today has done for Smoke Radio. And so you just put your name and then write three words that define, like, that make Student Pride for you.
Oh,
like,
good. Okay.
That what Student Pride means to you.
Oh. I'm trying to think. What are the three words for today?
Or just what pride means to you.
What pride means to me is respect, is bravery, and love.
Why did you pick those three?
Respect, because I think everyone needs to respect each other no matter who you are, and I don't think enough of it happens still. Bravery, because whatever we like to say and whatever I've just been saying, being gay, lesbian, transgender, being, you have to be brave. You have to be brave to be who you are, and the weak person hides who they are. And love, because there's a lot of love here. There's a lot of people grinning and having a good time, and there's a feeling of family. To them are words. I should have written family as well. I'm going to write family as well.
Can I write four? Yeah, you can write four.
Sorry, I don't like breaking rules, but I've broken some rules there.